Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most useful kinds of jungle ideas you can make, an old-school Amen-style call-and-response riff, arranged as a proper DJ tool in Ableton Live 12. And that word, DJ tool, is the key here. We're not just making a loop that sounds cool in isolation. We're designing something that can sit in a mix, build tension, leave space, and actually help you transition in and out of records like a proper jungle selector. So the mindset is this: the break calls, the bass answers, the stabs comment, and the whole thing stays loopable and mix-friendly. That's the vibe. Raw, functional, energetic, and very old-school. Let's start by setting up the project like a tool, not a full song. Go for around 172 BPM if you want that classic sweet spot. That gives you enough speed for jungle energy without pushing into something too glossy or modern. Create a few basic tracks right away, one for your break, one for sub-bass, one for mid-bass or res, one for stab hits or FX, plus return tracks for reverb and delay. If you want to stay organized, color-code the call and response elements so you can see the structure at a glance. At this stage, keep the arrangement looped over 8 bars. That's your working canvas. You can always expand later, but the first goal is to get the conversation between elements working. Think in 2-bar phrases, not just one long 8-bar loop. That's a really important jungle mindset. Every 2 bars should feel like a mini thought, a question or answer, a little push or release. Now let's design the Amen break as the call phrase. You can load an Amen break into Simpler and slice it up, or place it directly on an audio track and edit it by hand. Either way, don't just loop it flat. That's where a lot of people lose the old school feel. The Amen is powerful because of its internal motion. Ghost notes, snare anchors, little pickups, tiny gaps. That's the engine. So you want to keep the main snare hits strong, and then shape the surrounding hits into a phrase. Add a clipped ghost note run before the snare. Maybe leave a tiny pickup at the end of bar 2. Maybe reverse one little hit or truncate a tail for tension. The idea is to make the break feel like it's speaking in short sentences. If you're using slices, try working with 1/16 bass chops and transient bass edits. Don't overquantize everything to death. A bit of swing and micro-imperfection is part of the character. If you use Groove Pool, a subtle MPC-style groove can help a lot, but keep it gentle. We want sway, not slop. One really useful trick here is to preserve the snare as the anchor. In jungle, that snare often functions like the punctuation mark that resets the whole phrase. If the snare feels right, the loop usually feels right. Now let's make the break hit harder without flattening its life. Route it through drum bus and EQ8, and then maybe a little saturator. Start subtle. On drum bus, a bit of drive can add weight, but don't overdo it. A touch of crunch can bring attitude. Boom can be useful, but if you're not careful, it turns the break into mush. Use transients if the break feels too soft. Then use EQ8 to clean out sub-rumble below 25 to 35 Hz. Gently trim some mud around 200 to 350 Hz if needed, and tame any harsh top end if the hats start biting too hard. If the saturation makes the break lose its punch, back off the input gain with utility before the chain. That's a really useful move. Sometimes the sample is already hot enough, and the processing just needs a cleaner input. If you want a more authentic grime layer, duplicate the break and process the duplicate more aggressively, then blend it quietly underneath the clean break. That gives you density without killing the transient. Old school jungle loves that kind of layered grit. Now for the bass response. This is where the call and response concept really comes alive. The bass should not just drone under the break. It should answer it. So start with a clean sub and operator or wave eatable. Keep it simple. A sine wave or very clean triangle is ideal. Keep it mono, centered, and disciplined. This is your authority layer. Write the sub so it responds to the break rather than filling every gap. For example, let bars 1 and 2 stay mostly drum-led, then bring the sub in on a strong offbeat in bar 3. Maybe add a short pickup in bar 4, then repeat with a slight variation in bars 5 and 6. In bars 7 and 8, you can leave more space or set up a turnaround. That way the bass feels like it's answering a question instead of just occupying space. A good sub patch is usually pretty boring emotionally, and that's a compliment. Solid, centered, and rhythmically intentional. The excitement should come from the interaction, not from the sub trying to be flashy. If you want a little glide, use a small amount of portamento, maybe around 30 to 80 milliseconds, just enough to give the phrase some movement. But don't let it become slidey for the sake of it. In old school DNB, the low end should feel locked in. Next up, the mid-bass or res layer. This is your attitude voice. Use wave eatable or analog and build something with a bit more harmonic life. Detune saws, a saw and square blend, a subtle low-pass filter, some overdrive or saturation. This layer should stay controlled, especially in the low end, because the sub is already handling the foundation. One good approach is to high-pass the Reese somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Then add a little LFO movement to the filter cutoff. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to make a wobble bass. You're trying to make a voice that answers the drums with motion. This is a really important arrangement idea. The break calls, the sub answers, and the Reese comments. It doesn't need to be on all the time. In fact, it usually hits harder if it appears only in the gaps. That contrast gives the loop character. And here's a pro move: if the break is doing a really busy phrase, keep the bass simpler. If the bass is doing a little flourish, simplify the drum edit. One element should win per phrase. Classic jungle sounds powerful because it's selective, not because everything is turned up to maximum all the time. Now let's add some old-school stab accents. This could be a rave stab, a chord hit, a noisy puncture, a short sampled texture, or even a little atmospheric burst. The point is not to create a full melody. The point is punctuation. Use these hits like exclamation marks. Place them after the snare, or just before a fill, or on the last eighth of a bar to push into the next phrase. Shorten the decay so they land sharply. High pass them if they clutter the bass. Send them into a short delay or reverb return, so they feel like they're bouncing in space instead of just sitting dry in the mix. Try echo with a dotted eighth or an eighth note setting, low feedback, and filtered repeats. Or use a short hybrid reverb with a room or plate feel. Just don't smear the whole arrangement with too much effect. Old school jungle is often more effective when the effects are used sparingly and with intent. Now we arrange the whole thing like a DJ tool. Think in an 8-bar loop first. Bars 1 and 2 are mostly the break call. Bars 3 and 4 introduce the bass response. Bars 5 and 6 can bring in a variation, maybe to fill, reverse hit, or stab accent. Bars 7 and 8 should reset the phrase, either to loop cleanly or to lead into a drop. If you want to make it even more mix-friendly, build a longer intro and outro too. A 16-bar intro with percussion and filtered hints of bass can be perfect for mixing in. Then the main 8-bar loop gives you the full conversation. And a clean 8-bar outro can strip elements away one by one so the DJ can mix out smoothly. Automation is your friend here. A little filter opening over 4 bars, a slight reverb send on the last hit of a phrase, a tiny delay throw on a stab fill. These are the kind of details that make a loop feel alive without losing its function. And this is the big DJ tool rule. The first and last bars need to be predictable enough for beat matching, but animated enough that the section doesn't feel static. That balances everything. Now let's glue the groove together. Route your drums to a drum bus and your basses to a bass bus. On the drum bus, keep processing light. Maybe a little drum bus drive, maybe a gentle compressor if the dynamics need it, but don't squash the life out of the break. Jungle depends on impact and movement. If you crush it too hard, you lose both. On the bass bus, keep the sub mono. Use utility to check and enforce that. If needed, use EQ8 to make a small pocket for the kick's strongest frequency area. Keep the Reese narrow in the low end and only let the width happen higher up, if at all. And check mono often. That's a huge one. A lot of people make basses and stabs that feel massive in stereo but disappear in mono. In this style, if the groove dies in mono, it's not ready yet. The sub should stay centered, the break should stay clear, and the mid-bass should survive without relying on width tricks. A great working rule is this: the break gives motion, the sub gives authority, and the mid-bass gives mood. If one of those starts dominating too much, the call and response stops being clear. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't let the MN loop run unchanged for too long. Even a tiny variation every 2 or 4 bars keeps the phrase alive. Don't make the bass constant. Leave gaps so the break can speak. Don't over-widen the low end. Don't over-process the break until it gets smeared. And don't overload the section with too many stabs and effects. Old-school jungle sounds better when it's disciplined. A couple of extra advanced moves are worth knowing. You can swap the response voice every 4 bars. Maybe one phrase is pure sub, the next has sub plus Reese, then a stab hit, then a filtered noise burst. Same core loop, different answer voice. That keeps the DJ tool evolving without turning into a full arrangement. You can also create missing hit variations. Sometimes removing a note is more effective than adding one. Dropping a ghost snare, muting a bass note, or leaving a bar slightly emptier can create more momentum than a busy fill. Another classic move is to resample. Print a version of the break or bass phrase, then re-edit the audio. That commitment often gives you the old-school feel faster than endlessly tweaking MIDI. Jungle is full of shape-based decisions. Resampling is part of the language. For a quick practice exercise, give yourself 15 minutes and make one loop using only stock Ableton devices. Slice an amen in simpler, build a two-bar call phrase, add a sub that answers only in the second bar, bring in a mid-bass on the last half of bar 2, add one stab on the turnaround, route everything to buses, do a mono check, automate one filter move and one delay send, then duplicate it to 8 bars and create a variation in bars 5 and 6. The goal is not perfection. The goal is to make something that feels usable in a set.